This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. I'm Michael Crowell. Limestone County, Alabama has a long and storied old-time fiddling tradition. This past weekend, about 15,000 fiddlers and old-time music fans gathered for the Tennessee Valley Old-Time Fiddlers Convention in Athens. Mary Scott Hodgin attended for WBHM and sent this audio postcard.
RVs from around the country, loaded with fiddles, guitars, and banjos, filled the campus of Athens State University for the 49th annual Tennessee Valley Old-Time Fiddlers Convention. The convention and competition brings together musicians of all ages. Caleb Bryant is a young fiddler from Northport, Alabama. He's warming up to compete for the title of Best Apprentice Fiddler, age 11 to 15. It's his toughest competition of the year.
Tennessee Valley Fiddlers Convention, probably the biggest one I go to.
At 14 years old, Caleb's won this division three times, including last year.
This is Caleb Bryant from
Caleb's grandfather, Charles, is watching from the crowd. He says fiddling runs in the family.
He would get a little small broom, and he would do like he was playing the fiddle. His grandpa, my dad, was a fiddle player. And I don't know if that's what got in his mind. I can learn to play a fiddle. I want to learn to play a fiddle.
In Athens, young players like Caleb offer a glimpse into the future of old-time music, a tradition rooted in Alabama's history. Joyce Cawthon wrote a book about fiddling in Alabama. She says events like the Tennessee Valley Old-Time Fiddlers Convention may seem unique today, but at one time they were everywhere.
Old-time fiddling in Alabama was in early days, say maybe up until World War II, actually. It was a really common thing. Every community had some good fiddlers.
Joyce says the earliest fiddle tunes were inspired by Scottish and Irish music. American fiddlers developed a distinct style, and many of these first musicians were slaves.
I have found letters that said people came to the slave quarters to learn to play the fiddle. So a lot of our early tunes and the style we play in is really influenced by blacks, even though you don't see very many black fiddlers anymore.
Joyce says musicians, black and white, began to explore and create new styles of music in the early 1900s. American fiddling declined as the country urbanized. Sarah Love is the archivist at Athens State University. She says a small group in Athens, Alabama, carried on the tradition.
Times were hard. Local people got together on Friday and Saturday nights, and they just played. They jammed. They had a good time. It grew and grew and grew, and eventually it outgrew the farm pasture area where they were doing this.
These intimate jam sessions gave birth to the Tennessee Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention. Today, most people don't come to compete, but they do come to play music. Like Lomax Austin, a 94-year-old fiddler from Columbus, Georgia.
And I just meld in with the crowd, and wherever I can find somebody that'll let me enter with my old fiddle there, well, I'll play with them. Meet a lot of beautiful people, not physically, but in their personalities, their stability. It's kind of nice to get among people like that. Hopefully some of it will rub off on you, you know, from time to time.
Joining the younger contestants, Caleb Bryant agrees the best part about the convention is playing with other musicians.
Before I go on stage, backstage practicing with my guitar player and all that, that's really fun.
After performing in the finals, Caleb placed fourth in his division. He's planning to return next year. The crowds will likely be even bigger in celebration of the convention's 50th anniversary. For many, old-time music represents a lifestyle rooted in the past. But in places like Athens, the tradition is very much alive, as musicians, young and old, continue to come together and make music. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgson.